Hello, everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening. You are listening to The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And you can like my Facebook page. It's called A Dad's Point of View. I just wrote one of my favorite articles about why I love my Facebook page. And you can find it on brucesalen.com in the blog section. Blogs and other writing. It is truly, and this is not hyperbole, I never know how to say that word, but it has truly changed my life. My Facebook page has changed my life, and I would suggest it could affect you if you chose to do one, depending on what you do with your life and if you would need one. I want to welcome my newest radio station to the Bruce Salen Growing Network, Madison 1670 WTDY in Madison, Wisconsin. As I said last week, what is going on in Wisconsin has captured the attention of the entire country. I heard Governor Walker refer to Wisconsin residents as Wisconsinites, and last week I kind of fumbled over trying to come up with the right term to welcome my new listeners, so I hope that is the proper way to address you after blowing it last week and stumbling over my words. Please, if there's a better way, I want to honor all of you that are listening by addressing you with the proper respect you are due. So that is, again, if you want to write me and correct me in some fashion, do so at bruce@brucesalen.com. I avoid politics on my show pretty much like the plague, and as well as in my writing, but I still can't help but think about the listeners at WTDY as well as all the residents in Wisconsin with all that's going on, being the center of the storm, so to speak. And I just want you to know a lot of us really care. Today's topic is based on my A Dad's Point of View column this week titled, Parents Are Only as Happy as Their Least Happiest Child. Parents are only happy as their least happiest child. Interesting. And I hope you will read the column, which you can find on my website, or just Google my name or Google A Dad's Point of View, and it'll show up somewhere. We are still filling sponsor slots on The Bruce Salen Show, so if you have a company that would relate and tie in with what we are all about, please reach me at bruce@brucesalen.com. So, parents are only as happy as their least happiest child. What do you think? I was walking with a good friend the other day who I regularly walk with, and he's had ongoing problems, he and his wife, with one of their three children. The other two are doing fine, but this third child has some serious problems. And it was really clear on my friend's face and in his demeanor how troubled he was. And I know him well, and I know he's a good parent, an attentive one, a caring one, and a smart one. Yet nothing he and his wife were doing with this one particular child, a young adult really, was making a difference to the positive, and this situation was starting to consume their lives. And it made me realize that there's that cliche about parents are only as happy as their least happiest child was being fulfilled as my friend was sharing with me this problem and the latest drama that's been ongoing for years. And it was also clear to me that being a guy, I always want to come up with a solution. I always want to fix it. That's kind of a guy thing. And I had heard him talk enough about the drama that he and his wife were experiencing with this young adult child of theirs, and I knew there was no solution I could offer. They tried everything that seemed reasonable, and so really all I could do was offer solace and gentle concern that they may be allowing their child to damage other family relationships as well as his own immediate one with his wife. And in response to that, he just nodded his head in sad resignation. So what do we do as parents when we have a difficult and troubled kid? After we've tried tough love or kid glove love, what do we do next? And it's not a simple answer, and I'm not going to provide it right now because I'm not so sure. I have a child who is a little bit of a difficult member of our family and consumes a lot of our attention. And being a layman expert of sorts on parenting, you'd think, well, okay, just take one of your columns and figure it out, Bruce. And I haven't figured it out. We're still struggling. It is not as grave a situation as my friends, but it's one of concern. So I don't know. But there was something else that happened when I was talking to this friend of mine that stands out for me. And I've experienced this as well during my divorce period when I was on my own and I was going through the horrors of a divorce. A lot of friends just didn't know what to do and didn't support me. I don't mean support me in the way financially, but just ignored the situation because it was like uncomfortable, so they just didn't want to get involved. And at the time, I really needed some love. And I found I wasn't getting it from people I thought I could count on. And what my friend told me was how many of their couple friends were doing the same sort of thing. They were kind of ignoring the problem, ignoring the 800-pound gorilla, so to speak. And even worse, there was he and his wife were feeling judgment from his friends that he and his wife and his family were not handling the situation well. And consequently, they were now even more isolated in dealing with the problem by not having the support of understanding friends. And I find that horribly sad because I know this man and I know this his wife, and I know any number of parents who have problem kids and are doing everything right. Sometimes there isn't an easy solution. And for other friends or family to judge these parents harshly, I just think is hugely unkind. So that is the subject, and I am most curious thoughts that you might have. And again, you can always tweet me at Bruce Allen or email me whatever thoughts you might have on this subject or any subject. And I heartily encourage you to read the column if you'd like to. You can always listen to my show without reading a column because the subjects are generic in nature, and I never am so specific in a column that it would hurt the flow of my show. So I love you to read my writing, but you don't have to. I want to talk also about a small personal example that happened in my family regarding that older son, although it's not regarding the issues I alluded to earlier. I got really caught up in a situation when my older son broke up with his girlfriend that he'd had for about a year and who our family adored. She had almost become the daughter that I've never had. And when they broke up, I felt almost as if I'd lost a family member. And to a degree, we did, because she was over all the time. But my empathy and involvement in his so-called affair was just too much. And it was a prime example of living my life through my kid. And obviously, my reaction, as we realized, and my wife thankfully pointed out, was not the right one to have. It's not my business. He's not 12 years old. He's not 8 years old. He's now 17 years old, but he was 16 at the time. He didn't need me to care so much. This was his business, and this was his lesson to learn. So that was kind of interesting. And thankfully, I realized most of this in my own head and through my wife's help. And so I adjusted my behavior accordingly. And I'm not sure, unless he's listening to the show, which my kids never do, I'm not sure he was ever aware that I was emotionally caught up in his so-called affair. So I was wise enough to stay out of their affair because it was an ongoing drama, as only teens can do it. And it's truly none of my business. And by doing so, I think I gave my son the room to come to me about the situation without fear that I would be judgmental or that I was attached in an unobjective, inappropriate manner. And in fact, he did come to me. He almost came to me too much because he was so caught up in his heartbreak and some anger over how that heartbreak was playing out in both directions. But much better that I did it in that fashion than in being, too involved. And I think parents can be. But this is a little off topic, the topic being parents are only as happy as their least happy child. And I think it is hard for a parent not to be affected by their kid's happiness. And just as my friend at the beginning of this segment was telling me the horrors that he was dealing with a much more troubled kid than the occasional trouble my son or sons provide, you can easily say and offer advice, and it's not always so easily accomplished. And I think being supportive and understanding and caring when your friends are in these situations rather than being judgmental is the lesson I learned. How to deal with your unhappiest kid, ongoing problem, and I don't have the answer right now. We are out of time for this segment. Next one is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we will be right back. Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View.